Welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics on the OCR J204 specification, business planning. Whether you're a startup founder in a case study or evaluating an established firm strategy, understanding how and why businesses plan is absolutely essential for picking up marks across all three assessment objectives. So grab your revision notes and let's get started. First, let me set the scene. Business planning sits at the heart of the OCR GCSE business course because it connects every single functional area, finance, marketing, human resources, and operations, into one coherent strategic document. Examiners love this topic because it rewards candidates who can think holistically, not just recite facts. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what goes into a business plan, why it matters, how to avoid the most common exam mistakes, and how to structure your answers to maximize marks. Let's go. Section 1. What is a business plan, and why does it matter? A business plan is a formal written document that outlines a business's objectives, the strategies it will use to achieve them, and the resources required. But here's the key insight that separates good candidates from great ones. A business plan is not just a document you write once and file away. It is a dynamic living tool that should be updated as market conditions change. Think about it this way. Imagine you're opening a new coffee shop in Manchester. Before you even buy a single coffee bean, your bank manager is going to want to see a business plan. Why? Because they need evidence that you've thought through the risks, that you understand your market, and that you have a realistic financial forecast showing you can repay the loan. That business plan is doing several jobs at once. It's securing finance, it's reducing risk, it's setting operational direction, and it's giving you a benchmark to measure your actual performance against. For OCR J204, examiners want you to treat the business plan as a strategic tool, not just a checklist. The command word analyze will often ask you to explore how a specific component of the plan, say the cash flow forecast, helps a particular business in a particular context. That word particular is crucial. Generic answers will not earn you the top marks. Section 2. The key components of a business plan. Let's break down the six main components you need to know. I'll use the acronym EMFOHM to help you remember them. That stands for Executive Summary, Marketing Strategy, Financial Forecasts, Operational Plan, HR Plan, and Market Research. Starting with the Executive Summary. This is a brief overview of the entire plan, the business idea, the objectives, and a snapshot of the financial position. It's usually written last but placed first. Think of it as the elevator pitch in written form. Examiners credit candidates who understand that the Executive Summary is primarily aimed at external stakeholders, particularly investors and banks. Next, the marketing strategy. This section outlines the target market, the marketing mix, that's your four P's, product, price, place, and promotion, and how the business intends to compete. For a startup, this is critical because it demonstrates market awareness. A strong candidate will link the marketing strategy back to the market research data, showing that the strategy is evidence-based rather than guesswork. Now, financial forecasts. This is where many candidates lose marks, so listen carefully. The financial forecast section typically includes three key documents: the cash flow forecast, the sales forecast, and the projected profit and loss account. The cash flow forecast shows the timing of money flowing in and out of the business on a monthly basis. This is not the same as profit. I cannot stress this enough. Cash flow is about timing, profit is about the difference between revenue and costs. A business can be profitable on paper, but still run out of cash if customers pay late or if there are large upfront costs. This is called a liquidity crisis, and it is one of the most common reasons new businesses fail. The operational plan covers how the business will actually run day to day. This includes production processes, location, equipment, and supply chain management. For a manufacturing business, this section is particularly detailed. For a service business like a consultancy, it might focus more on capacity and scheduling. The HR plan outlines the staffing requirements, how many people are needed, what skills they need, how they'll be recruited and trained, and what they'll be paid. This links directly to the financial forecasts because wages are a major cost. Examiners credit candidates who make these functional area connections explicit. Finally, market research. This underpins the entire plan. Primary research, surveys, interviews, focus groups, gives the business firsthand data about its specific market. Secondary research, industry reports, government statistics, competitor analysis provides broader context. the quality of the market research directly affects the reliability of every other section of the plan. If the market research is outdated or biased, the entire plan is built on shaky foundations. Section 3. Why businesses need a plan and its limitations. There are four main reasons a business creates a plan. First, to secure external finance. Banks and investors will almost always require a business plan before lending money or investing. The plan demonstrates that the entrepreneur has done their homework and presents a credible case for why the business will succeed. Second, to reduce risk. By forcing the entrepreneur to think through every aspect of the business before launch, the planning process itself identifies potential problems, like a cash flow shortfall in month 3 before they become crises. Third, to set clear objectives and direction. A plan gives everyone in the business, employees, managers, investors, a shared understanding of where the business is going and how it intends to get there. Fourth, to provide a benchmark. Once the business is operating, the plan becomes a reference point. Actual performance can be compared against forecasts, and deviations can trigger corrective action. But here's where the best candidates really shine. They also evaluate the limitations of a business plan. And this is worth serious marks in any evaluate or to what extent question. The biggest limitation is that a business plan is based on assumptions and predictions, not guarantees. Market conditions can change rapidly. Think about how the COVID-19 pandemic affected businesses that had carefully crafted plans for 2020. A plan written in January 2020 was largely redundant by April. Interest rates might rise unexpectedly, a major competitor might enter the market, or consumer tastes might shift. None of these can be fully predicted. Additionally, the plan is only as good as the data behind it. If the market research was conducted on a small, unrepresentative sample, or if the financial forecasts were based on overly optimistic sales projections, the plan will mislead rather than guide. Examiners specifically credit responses that question the reliability of the underlying data. Finally, a business plan does not guarantee funding. It supports a funding application, but the bank will also consider the entrepreneur's credit history, the economic climate, and the bank's own lending criteria. Candidates who say the business plan will get them the loan are making an assumption that examiners will penalize. Section 4, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really pick up or lose marks. Tip 1. Always apply to the context. OCR examiners are very clear that AO2 application marks, which account for 35% of the total, require you to use specific details from the case study. If the question gives you a business called Priya's Bakery with a cash flow forecast showing a deficit in March, you must reference that specific data. Don't write about businesses in general. Write about Priya's Bakery in March. Tip 2. Use the BLT structure for analysis questions. BLT stands for because, leading to therefore. For example, having a detailed cash flow forecast is beneficial because it identifies periods of negative cash flow, leading to the business being able to arrange an overdraft in advance, therefore reducing the risk of the business being unable to pay its suppliers. That's a full analytical chain, and it's exactly what level 3 responses look like. Tip 3. For evaluation questions, always consider the reliability of the plan. Ask yourself, how accurate is the market research? How realistic are the financial forecasts? Is this a startup or an established business? The context matters enormously. A startup with no trading history has much more uncertain forecasts than an established business with 3 years of actual data. Tip 4. Don't confuse cash flow with profit. This is the single most common mistake in this topic. Cash flow is about the timing of money moving in and out. Profit is revenue minus costs. A business can be profitable but have negative cash flow if it hasn't collected payment from customers yet. Remember, you can be rich on paper and broke in reality. Tip 5. Remember that plans must be updated. A business plan is not a one-off document. As the market changes, as the business grows, as new competitors emerge, the plan must be revised. Candidates who mention this dynamic nature of planning demonstrate a sophisticated understanding that earns marks at the higher levels. Now let's talk about the command words you'll encounter. Describe means give 2 developed features with supporting detail, no analysis needed. Explain means give a reason and develop it, showing cause and effect. Analyze means use the BLT structure to build a chain of reasoning. Evaluate, or to what extent, means present both sides of an argument, weigh the evidence, and reach a clear, justified conclusion. Don't sit on the fence in evaluation questions. Examiners want a definitive judgment. Section 5. Quick fire recall quiz. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Ready? Question one. Name four components of a business plan. Pause. The answer is executive summary, marketing strategy, financial forecasts, operational plan, and also HR plan and market research. Question two. What is the difference between cash flow and profit? Pause. Cash flow is the movement of money in and out of a business over time, focusing on timing. Profit is revenue minus total costs. A business can be profitable but have negative cash flow. Question three. Give two reasons why a business might create a business plan. Pause. To secure external finance from a bank or investor, and to reduce risk by identifying potential problems before they occur. Question four. What does AO2 stand for and how do you achieve it? Pause. AO2 is application. You achieve it by using specific details, data, and context from the case study in your answer. Question five. Give one limitation of a business plan. Pause. It is based on assumptions and predictions, so it cannot guarantee success. If the underlying market research is inaccurate or outdated, the plan will be unreliable. Section six, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Business planning is a topic that rewards candidates who think strategically and analytically. Remember the six components using EMFOHM. Remember that the plan is a dynamic tool, not a static document. Remember to always apply your answers to the specific business context in the case study. And remember the three golden rules. Never confuse cash flow with profit, never say a business plan guarantees funding, and always evaluate the reliability of the underlying data in higher mark questions. The assessment objective weightings for this topic are AO1 at 35%, AO2 at 35%, and AO3 at 30%. That means knowledge, application, and analysis are equally important. You need all three working together to reach the top marks. Before your exam, make sure you can define every key term, explain every component of the plan, and construct a full BLT analytical chain for at least three different scenarios. Practice applying your knowledge to unfamiliar business contexts. That's what the exam will ask you to do. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.